preach for us, and this will be the last message everybody else can breathe. Amen. But don't bring it too long, because y'all know who preach tomorrow night with me. Amen.
Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. I'm just thankful that God gave another opportunity to preach his word. Many of you know that I was in the hospital, and I suffered another little setback, what I call it. My throat has swelled, and I just thank the Lord that my voice is almost back to normal. I might get a little cotton off, but I'm still going to preach his word. If you turn your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 18, we're going to stand and reading God's word. I'm going to read three or four verses, and we'll see what the Lord has for us today. Psalm chapter 18, verse 1. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Amen. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Turn to verse 30 for me. Verse 30. The Bible says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Verse 35 says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and the right hand have holden me up, and thy gentleness have made me great. I'm bringing a message entitled, Jesus, our fullback. Amen. Jesus, our fullback. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for being blessed, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for all the brothers and sisters that are here today, Lord. Lord, I pray you give them something special for being here, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, Lord. I pray you move me out the way and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray you help me to be anointed with your word and just deliver me from my sins and just move them out the way, Lord, so I can preach clearly, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you for being blessed, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I know some of y'all think like, what is a fullback? And many of the men here, they know exactly what a fullback is. And I'm going to step down here for a second. A fullback is what I call a lost cause. He's gone. He's not. We don't use him much as we used to. I'm a former running back. I still consider myself a running back. I'm getting back in shape. We're gonna see in a little bit. But a fullback is a person who protects the running back. He's his shield. He's his advice. He's his vision. And I'm gonna compare Jesus to our fullback today. Many of you know people as far as Jim Brown, and we know Larry Zonka. I'm looking at the men. We know those guys, Jim Brown, Larry Zonka. Well, those guys were what we call fullbacks. They were bigger than most running backs. They're about 6'2 and above, and they're about from 6'30 to 6'50. So they're very large men. Well, what we want to see today is Jesus, our fullback. First, we're going to see Jesus is our fullback or shield. I brought something special to me. We call this the ugly ball. It looks ugly. Everyone see that. It's red and blue and purple. And the goal when I was in college was to keep this ball, keep it tight, and keep it close to us. If you see those words on there, it says run to daylight. And it says go hard or go home. We're in a battle.
Yes, sir.
You can't give up. So when we had this ball, our goal, we had to carry it around campus. And we had to hold it tight. If the ball got taken from us, our athletes and the different people at the school, they got the ball from us, they were supposed to take it and give it back to the coaches. And then I would have to do elbows and toes and push-ups, and y'all know elbows. We wanted to give a demonstration of what elbows and toes are. We had to get down like this. We was on our elbows and our toes like this, and we had to crawl 100 yards. Now, I'm not sure if you know what 100 yards is, but that's awful. That's a football field. And that's the whole thing. So I lost the football. Get back. All right, we're supposed to hold on to that football. And as you can see, I held on to that football. I still have it. And I left school about 9 years ago. The coach asked for it back. I said, no, you gave it to me. You told me hold on to it. And I kept the football. That's all I was supposed to do. And I'm going to hold on to it. We're going to look here. It says, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Jesus, our fullback, also our shield. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery, all the fiery darts of the wicked. Our fullback, the purpose of the fullback is to protect and open up holes for the running back to get to his goal, to run to daylight. Well, if we don't have a fullback, it's kind of hard for a running back to get where he's supposed to get to. Okay, you have a fullback, it says he's supposed to, the Jesus, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. The fullback, he takes in all those blows for the running back. He opens up the hole, and that's what Jesus does for us. He's our fullback. He's our shield. Yeah. He blocks the darts that the enemy throws to us. Now I want us to go to Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. A shield is also a door or a gate. It refers to a stone being moved. And those sometimes those linebackers are stones that need to be moved. Well, Jesus is our fullback. He moves those stones that need to be moved and move them out of the way. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 says, Genesis chapter 15, verse number 1, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am the shield and thy exceedingly great reward. Well, that word right there means, that word shield means protector. If we're following, three, 4 seconds, Pastor, our fullback, we want to stay close to him. Oh, see, I left football. Get the thing back. He's our fullback. So I want to stay behind him. I want to be covered. I want to be protected by him. Well, usually what I normally do, when I'm running back, you put your hand on that fullback. And when he's running through that hole, I'm running right behind him. So he's going through the hole, and he's moving Sarah out the way. He's moving different people out the way. And I'm right behind him. I'm right behind him real close. But when I see daylight, I'm still behind him. We're going to the pulpit. I see daylight, I just take off and I start running. That's our objective of fullback, is to protect us, to block us from the enemy. Well, the protector is Jesus. He protects us from the enemy, knocks away those different things, and he's our shield. Not only is he our shield, he's our strong tower. Go Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 10. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Jesus is our fullback or our strong tower. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. I can tell I haven't been running around lately, kind of winded. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into him and is safe. The word strong tower means he's our strength. It means strength or refuge. I mean, refuge? What's refuge? So I had a time here by myself. I was in the pastor's office, and that's like a... That's jackpot there. There's just books all over the place. And I got throwing books all over the place. And I was supposed to go birthday, you know, for Josiah. And I looked at the clock. It was 3:45, 4 o'clock. I was supposed to be there at 4 o'clock. I'm like, Stephanie, you don't have to get a ride. Thanks for Ms. Sharon for bringing her over here. And I got all the books and I'm diving in them. And I saw refuge. What is refuge? Refuge is shelter or protection. It's protection or protects you from harm. So when I think about fullback, I think about Jesus. He protects us from different things that's going on around us. Sometimes we get overwhelmed with our finances. Let me get that football. We get overwhelmed by our finances and the different storms that are going on in life and with our job situations and with our health situations. And there are different things in life. But we have to remember that Jesus is our strong tower. He's our refuge. He's our protection. He keeps us from harm. I want us to go to Psalm verse 18 and verse 2. Let's hop back over there. Psalm verse 18 and verse 2. It was amazing how all this came together. I'm looking at different verses, and I'm looking at refuge. Then I go back to my text verse, and I look another word up, and that's the same word. I'm like, man, I see why you love word studies. Now, this is awesome how it worked out. Psalm verse 18, verse 2 says, and the Lord is my rock and my fortress. That word fortress right there means the same exact thing. It's strong tower. It means shelter, protection. Another thing it means to be hidden in the wilderness or in the mountain. Most times you go in the wilderness. Wilderness is spread apart. It's easy to hide. It's easy to duck down in the different areas, the high grass or whatever it is. That's how you can hide from places. It's a stronghold. It's a wilderness, a mountain or a mountain place. Now another thing with Jesus, number three, Jesus is our fullback or our strength. In the same verse, in verse two says, let's go to verse one. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. That word strength right there is totally different strength from the next verse. The next verse, it says, verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. That word strength right there, another word means refuge again. And strength, it said, well, I looked it up, it said, as of God, as a rock to look upon, to look to and depend on. Yeah. So when we look to, when we're looking on him, we're depending on him, just like that fullback again. As a running back, I love a fullback. And you met one of my full, most of you guys met my, one of my fullbacks in high school, Johnny Brooks, and he's a big guy. He's about 5'11". He's about 230, 240 pounds. Now he's about 275. So I told him he should have been 275 when he was in high school. That would have been perfect. I was about 5'7", 5'8". I say 5'8". I'm like 5'7", 3/4 anyway. But as a man, they got to go up a little bit. And so I could hide right behind him. I can, he can lead me, and then I could run to daylight. If I'm right behind him, he's protecting me. He's my shield. He's taking on big enemies that I can't take on because I'm weak. I'm weak and I'm mellow. In verse 2 it says, he is my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. You have to, let me read the next verse. It says, trust my buckler and the horn of my salvation in my high tower. In order to get to our opposition, to get to our goal is to get to the end zone. Well, I have to trust my fullback. If I'm not trusting my fullback, how can I get to where I'm supposed to be going? If I'm not trusting him, the hole is going, he's telling me, lean upon him, trust in him, and he's guiding me. He's guiding me to daylight. If I'm not trusting him, I'm going to do what they call a cutback. I'm going to stand for a second, Pastor. He's my fullback again, and he's going to the right. He goes to the right, and I cut back and go to the left, and here's all my enemies. Here's all the different things we're going through, the struggles, the opposition, the enemy. The enemy is the linebackers and the defensive ends and the safeties. Well, they're all over here. I'm supposed to go to the right. But if I'm not trusting my fullback, if I'm not trusting him, I'm going to break it off and go to the left. And that's where we don't want to go. We don't want to veer off to the left. We want to trust our fullback. We want to trust Jesus. Jesus is our fullback. We want to trust him and continue to follow him. Thank you, Pastor. And verse, we're going to go to Psalm 18, verse 2 again. Jesus is not only our shield, Jesus is not only our strong tower, Jesus is not only our strength, but Jesus is also our salvation. We're going to see Jesus our salvation. Salvation means deliverer from sin. We're going to see in verse 2, it says again, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The deliverer right there means safety to escape. He escapes you and puts you on high. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler. A buckler right there means shield. And the horn of my salvation. And I saw the horn, I'm like, horn? Is that like a blow toy or a little? And we got all these little different toys, and I call them noise makers at home. Is that what I was thinking about? Is it that type of horn? Well, this type of horn is a, is that right? Oh, I got it somewhere. Hold on, give me a second. We're going to go there. We're going to find that thing. Call a friend. Pastor, what does that mean? You know what that word means?
Figuratively, it means power.
Okay, there we go. That sounds good to me. Figuratively, it's power, okay. Well, I think about animals. That's what I was going to. You think about the rhinos and the elephants. Not elephants. Elephants. Does elephants? Elephants have a tusk. And they're all rhino.
A ram.
Ram, there we go. Ram have the horns. Well, horns is power. And when they usually fight, males, they usually bash each other. All they're doing is seeing who's power. Just like we play games and play with toys and play basketball, they're just seeing who's tougher. So they get there and bang with each other. And it says, is it the horn of my salvation? So the power of my salvation, Jesus our salvation. That's where I was going. Lord, thank you. And verse 2, the buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. High tower there is also stronghold. And stronghold, we're thinking of how to protect us, how to keep us from the enemy. I want to go to the final one. Not only is Jesus our shield, Jesus our strong tower, Jesus our strength, Jesus our salvation, but Jesus also our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all was kind of quiet there. Jesus our Savior. We all Savior. Amen. Amen. Psalm 18, verse 3. It says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When I think about my enemies, for me, I always think about linebackers. Linebackers, were you any guys linebackers? Mike, come on up here, Mike. Let me talk to you for a second. This is my enemy, not figuratively, but literally, if that makes sense. He's my enemy. This is my enemy. He's my linebacker, y'all. This is the, he's my enemy. He's the opposition. I want you to stand here for a second. Pastor, I want you to come here for a second. And pastor's my fullback. Pastor, it's the pastor. It's my man. He's my fullback. And his job. See, the good thing about this is my illustration. So, Randall, come on, you mother fullback. Now you're on a power hour. Sometimes, you see, sometimes we need, Dennis needs you too. I need my other preacher friend. Sometimes, oh, the ball up here. All right, here we go. See, this is what we call a power hour. Okay, you're a quarterback. Come up here for a second. You slide through. Both of these two guys. And what you're going to do, and this is our imaginary offensive line right here. This is a power hour. We have our right fullback, strong fullback, and we have another fullback. He's here. Well, I'm the running back, and I see that mean guy. He's the opposition. He's the enemy. Well, if I'm depending on my fullbacks, which is Jesus, and I'm depending on my quarterback, which is God the Father, and then the offensive line is the Holy Spirit. I'm dependent on these guys. I'm leaning upon them to get to the end zone, to get to daylight. And I'm going to call, you're going to call Hike, and you're going to turn around and give me the ball. And then and Mike. All right, there we go. That's the opposition. I'm running, and I'm going to come around that way. And that's going to mess them up. There we go. And we're going to call Hike in a minute. I'm going to call down on two. Down. Say, Hike. Now you hand me the ball. And I'll take the ball, and y'all go block him. Quarterback move out the way because he's soft. But he's getting him out the way, and I'm coming through here, and I'm following him blocking. All right, there we go. And I'm running around here. And see, we're safe. We got to our position. And we think, and what we do, every time we score, we have to remember to go back and thank you. I thank the fullback, and I go in, and I shake their hands, and I thank them for getting to the end zone. And I thank my quarterback, and I worship God. And what we do, we thank our Savior for delivering us, for helping us get to the end zone. All right. I want to go to Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Amen. And everybody says amen. Then we go to John chapter 14 and verse 6. And we already need this because Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our salvation. John chapter 14 verse 6. John chapter 14 verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man come unto the Father but by me. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus. I don't care what all your politicians say, or your teachers say, or your lawyers. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus. Now turn with me to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. The Bible says in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Not that you might be saved, or you not willing to be saved, but you will be saved. It says, thou shalt be saved. In verse 13, it says, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is not an election. You don't get elect. There's not predestination. None of that. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. And that's what that God saves you. Jesus does the saving. You ask Jesus, and he will save you. So then faith comes by hearing. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is why we preach his word. So people can come and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They believe him because he's the only way to get to heaven. And let's go back to Psalm chapter 18. Psalm chapter 18 and verse 2. Psalm chapter 18 and verse 1. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, means shield, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Let's praise the Lord, because we are saved, and we are on our way to heaven. And if you're not, today's a good day. You can come forward and get saved. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being blessing, Lord. We thank you for being our buckler. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our fullback, Lord. Thank you for being our protection, Lord. Lord, I pray that if anyone here is not saved, Lord, I pray they come forth and, Lord, speak to someone that they have confidence in, Lord. Lord, I pray that, Lord, that you forgive me, Lord, if I didn't do anything you told me to do. Lord, I pray just move right now, Lord. Lord, thank you for being blessed, Lord. Help us to be obedient to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.